cornmeal and juice from hog head cheese. Do you know what they would
call it? They would have called that, I can't remember right this minute, but I do know.
Let's go back to that. Suppose you had kept your butter too long, didn't taste good. What do you call it? It's what?
Old butter.
All right, what's another word for old, though, so far as butter?
Rancid.
Rancid, all right. Milk has turned sour. What do you call it?
Clabber.
All right, and what's another word for it?
Sour milk.
All right, sour milk, but it has what?
Curdled.
All right. What kind of cheese do you make from the clabber?
Cottage cheese.
Any other? Do you use any other words for that?
I don't think so.
All right. When you used to get, you know, milk and maybe it had a lot of things in it, you know, maybe some little grass or little pieces of...
You strain it, right.
What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with a crust on top?
Apple tarts.
All right, what's another one? That's good. We call them apple tarts. We call them apple what?
Apple pandandy, I guess they call it now. But we call it apple tarts, dear.
Apple tarts, okay. Somebody has a good appetite, and you say he surely has put away a lot of...
Food. Good food.
What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over your pudding, you know, like you've made a pudding and you want to pour some...
Brandy.
Brandy? All right, what else? What's another one? What's the general word we use for, you know, gravies and things that...
Sauce,
right. Food taken between meals is called a what?
Lunch.
What's another little word for it?
Snack.
We have just a little bit. All right.
Snack.
All right, let's talk about the time of day that you eat things. All right, like you had breakfast this morning. How would you say, I blank?
I ate breakfast at 6:30.
All right. And yesterday at that time, I had already blank breakfast.
I'd already eaten breakfast.
Last week, I blank breakfast every day.
I ate breakfast every day last week.
Okay.
I always do have to. Then I couldn't get going.
I could not. What do people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
All right.
Orange juice or coffee, but I just have coffee.
Coffee. How do you fix your coffee?
Well, I have a drippolator. I put 3 spoons of the ground coffee in the bottom and pour the top full of water and let it drip through, and that's coffee.
All right. Do you ever, did you in the past fix it a different way?
Oh, yes. At home, we had an old-fashioned coffee mill that sat on the wall, that hung on the wall. And we had, Mama bought coffee green. And we put it in a little tray and put it in the stove and browned it. It came to us green, but we browned it.
Yes, ma'am.
And we kept stirring it. And when it got brown enough, you poured it in this a coffee grounder that stood on the that hung on the wall. And then when you grind, maybe just as much as you want for breakfast, or maybe you grind for several days, but you'd have fresh ground coffee every morning for breakfast. And that's where you got it from.
After you grind it, what do you do to it?
You just put it into your coffee pot. In those days, we used coffee pots.
Oh, yeah.
And after you get through grinding, you just measure it and put it in your coffee pot, measure your water and put it in there to it, and it sits down on the stove and boils.
Okay, now, Kathy.
I believe that's okay, but it looks so, anyway.
Yes, and it's all right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, we were talking about... Oh, yes, what do you call the liquid that you pour over your pudding?
Sauce,
all right. And what did we say, the little meal taken between your regular...
Lunch.
What's another?
A brunch.
What's another?
Snack.
All right. We talked about you making coffee.
Yeah.
When you're thirsty, what do you drink from? Like you're going to have a what?
A glass of water.
A glass of water. All right. Do you use any other?
Well, long time ago, people used to use gourds.
Gourds?
We did not have any at our house, but we had a glass dipper. We kept out on the porch in a bucket of water.
And you just, what, scoop up the water?
Scoop up the water with a little glass dipper.